Ches Tishri, 28th of September, Rabbi Aaron Basus, The Importance of Tfilas Yom Kippur.
First of all, a great Shkoya. I'm inviting me to speak to you today. As we know, the Rambam says that in the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, everyone has to consider themselves to be a Beinoni, to be Chetze Zakai v'Chetze Chayev. And one mitzvah that he does can be Machriya Otzo v'Kol HaOlam Kolo L'Kav Zechut. So I consider this a very big mitzvah. To mezake the rabbi, to give a shiur b'rabbim is a very big mitzvah. And therefore, I thank you for giving this opportunity to have this mitzvah this time. Maybe this mitzvah will be the one to be machriyotzi l'kav zechut. Yadua that the Chassam Sofer, there was a very story. One year in Erev Yom Kippur, he went to his daughter and he said to him, I want you to arrange a shidduch between two yisoimim. So she went and she did what he told him to do and everything. But she said to her father, "But why? What was bo'ed? Why did you have to be now Erev Yom Kippur?" But he said, "I was missing some zechuyas and I wanted to have an extra zechus before I went into Yom Kodesh." And everyone this time, as Rav Musa brings down, everyone is marbe b'mitzvahs ma'asim tovim in this time because we don't know what merit is the one to be Machriya Otanu. We don't know what will be the merit that can be Machriya Otanu. The Mishnah, there is a Mishnah which is talking about Yom Kippur. The Seches Yom. The Mishnah has got 8 prokim. Interestingly, out of the 8 prokim, 7 of those prokim are not Negevus Ma'azeh. 7 of the prokim are talking about Avodas Beis Elokeinu B'Yom Kippur. How it was in the Beis HaMikdash. The Avodah of the Kohen Gadol. Only one perek, the last perek, Perek Yom HaKippurim, is talking about keeping Yom Kippur B'Zman HaZeh. Even then, there's other things brought in. Maybe 2-3 Mishnahs. Talking about Yom Kippur. So we have to know, the way we have Yom Kippur nowadays is very watered down from what it's supposed to be. Bezman Beit HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael flocked to the Beit HaMikdash, and the Mishnah says, at the beginning of Masechet Yoma, V'lo hayta kriyat hagever she'hayta azra mele'a v'Yisrael, even before the cock crowed in early morning, the azra was already packed with Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael came just to stand and to watch the avoider of the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur. It's such a heilige sach. To see the Kohen Gadol and to hear the Kohen Gadol saying the Shem HaMeforash Yotzei Pi Kohen Gadol B'Kedushah V'Tahara, and to see the Nisim of Omdim Tzufufim U'Mishtachim U'Mevochim, to see the Chut HaShoni, the red thread. When they threw the Seal Azazel over the cliff, they saw the red thread becoming white. Klal Yisrael saw the kapoor of Klal Yisrael. They saw the kapoor. They saw the Azazel, everyone went, they saw the Kohen Gadol sending the Seal Azazel with the Yad Ish Itzi and so on and so forth. That was Yom Kippur. We don't have that now. In all the nuskha, I checked even in the nuskha Ashkenaz, we say the famous words, after we read the nuskha from Yom Kippur, the Seder Avoida, we say Atakonanta, the Seder Avoida from Yossi, Ben Yossi, Kohen Gadol, brought down the Beit Yosef, other Seder, other nuskha, nuskha Ashkenaz say that. The Seder Avoida, we say, we read the whole Seder Avoida, everyone's clear and mishtachbim. At the end of this, we say, "Ve'ata Hashem Elokeinu charev mikdash ubat la'avoda." We don't have the avoda. You don't have the fire. We don't have the Unah Kodesh. We don't have the mixing of the dam. We don't have the fire of the Ketores. We don't have the Goyre, which was chosen, the Se'il Hashem, Se'il Hazozer. And we go through, in the Seder of Aleph Beis, all the things we don't have. The Soydis for the Samim, the Oyde, the Abed, the Parech, the Pachatas, the Tziyom, the Tzitzni, the Kada, the Kida, the Kinamon, the Reach Samiloy, the Shai, the Shamilot, the Oda, the Tzimiti. The whole thing we don't have. All things we don't have. To know, to realize that what we keep Yom Kippur, the Heiliger Tum, and we all in shul the whole day, it's very watered down. What it's supposed to be. We're missing 7/8 of what Yom Kippur is supposed to be. As we say in the Piyut, even Ashkenazi say it, Asher Ayin Ra'ata Kol Ele Alo L'Mishma Ozen Da'aba Nafshein. Happy is the eye who saw all this. And when we hear about it, Da'aba Nafshein, we get sad. We're sad that we're missing out on this great Avodah. We look in the Siddur of the Ayvet, Zechariah Levrucha, he speaks about how he relates a story how the Kohen Gadol after Yom Kippur, when he used to come out from the Beis HaMikdash, and everyone used to be Melavim Mayum, the Mishnah says, Vayum Melavim Otsar Beito, and describes in great detail how they were Melavim the Kohen Gadol, and everyone went up to Kohen Gadol and kissed his hand after that void of Yom Kippur. To get bracha from the Kohen Gadol, whoever could. Thousands of people in the Kavanot Tzabeit. We don't have all this. So what do we have? What's left for us? What do we have left? Aval natzat alam Hashem lokeim yom ha-kipurim hazeh, yom sikha devon hazeh, yom mikakot hazeh. יום שהוא עשו באכילה ושתייה וחיצה ושיחה ונת הסנדה ותשמיש המיטה. יום עדי במי שנה, יום צמחו בו את כל החצותינו. ונאמה, ככו עמכם דברים ושוב אל השם, אם הוא אליו חוצה אבו מכך צום ושם, מה פעים סיבתי? We have only one thing. We have, ככו עמכם דברים, the words of the holy tefillah that we say. Kuchu imachem dvarim v'shuv el Hashem. The tshuv of Am Yisrael. Imru elav, say to Hashem, kol tisa avon, forgive our sins, v'kaf tov, take our goodness. Unshalem ha'parim sefateg. Bimkom, the korbanos that we used to bring, we have our lips, our tefillos. That's what's choshev on this day. That's what we have. That's all that we have left. Shalom HaPorim Sevatim. We say it Piyut from Shlomo Ibn Gabriel. Shamem Har Tzion. Ba'avonot Avoteinu. Lo Mikdash ve'lo Kohen. Lechaper al Adateinu. Heveinu Devarim Tachat Korbanoteinu. We brought our words instead of the Korbanos. Shalom HaPorim Sevatim. So I want to read you out the holy words from the Medrash on Tehillim. He speaks about the chashivas of the tefillas of Rabbi Yom Kippur. And the pasuk, Panay etzefi mizmor kuf bet, Medrash shocher tov on Tehillim. On the pasuk, panay tefilat ha'arar ve'lo bazay tefilata. Tikatev zot ledor acharon ve'am nivra yehalel ya. What's the meaning? Panay tefilat ha'arar. Hashem turns to the tefillah of the person who's arar. What's arar? Arar is a person who's empty. When a person doesn't have any children, called ariri. Yeah? Vaya ke'arar ba'arava. Yeah? A tree which doesn't produce fruit. Hashem turns to the tefillahs of the people who are empty of mitzvahs. People are empty of ma'asim tovim. Ve'lo bazai tefillatam. And he doesn't despise their tefillah. About whom is this said? Zok the Medrash. Am Rabbi Yitzchak klapei dorot amu. This is said about the future generations. About our time. Tikatev zot ledor acharon. It's talking about the end generations. The generations which just before Ikhlesed the Mashiach. She'en lahem lo navi ve'lo kohen ve'lo bet hamikdash she'chaper alehem. They don't have the navi, they don't have the kohen gadol, they don't have the bet hamikdash she'chaper. Ela, they have one thing. Od tefillah achat she'shtayel lahem she'mitpalim Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippur. They have the holy tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Ve'lo tivzeh oto mehem. And those tefillahs Hashem will not turn away from. This is the meaning, says the Medrash, of this pasuk. Panah tefillat ha'ar'ar. We are ar'ar. We are empty. Compared to the dorot ha'kadmonim, we are empty. We don't have a kohen gadol. We don't have Beit HaMikdash. We don't have the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that we should have. But Hashem turns still to us. Ve'lo bazai tefillatam. When? On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Medrash carries on. Tikatev zol edo acharon ve'am nivra. What does it mean ve'am nivra? The people were created. Creation means yesh me'ayin. A new creature, a new people. Who is this new people? Ask the Medrash. Are there going to be more nations created? Rabban and Omri, Eilu adorot shem kemitim b'maasehem. These are the end generations. Kemitim b'maasehem. They're like dead. Yeah? They don't have the maasim of the kadmoinim. Uba'im u'mitpalim b'fanech roshel nav yom kippurim. And they come and pray in front of you at Hashem Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. V'atah boreh otam b'riyah chadasha. And you make them like new people. You give life to them. You recreate them. That's the koyach of the tzvilis Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So let me explain to you why that is so. What's so special? Why is that so special? Why these tefillahs? The whole year round, maybe they won't be accepted our tefillahs. But there's one tefillah that we know is going to be accepted. The pasuk says it in Tehillim. Ve'lo bazai tefillatam. Hashem will not despise their tefillahs. The tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why? Why is it different? I will explain to you the people the Gaon says in Mishlei or the Pasuk. Zevach Rishoyim Toeva. Pasuk says in Mishlei, the sacrifice of Rishoyim is an abomination to Hashem. Explains the Gaon why. Why is the sacrifice? Okay. So the person is a Rosha, he doesn't keep, he doesn't behave properly, but he's bringing our korban to the Beis HaMikdash. Why is it? Okay, I can understand maybe it should be accepted, but why is it a Toeva? Toeva means it's pushing him away from Hashem, it's merachik him from Hashem. Why? He's doing a Maaseh Tov. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't accept? He's done bad, but he's doing an our good act. Zok the Gaon. Ki ikar korban. What is the purpose of the korban? The korban is Hashem needs. Hates. Does the Kadosh Baruch Hu need parim ve'elim or kvasim? The Kadosh Baruch Hu's got a table, he's eating the food.
That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. No. What's that Kadosh Baruch Hu? He wants the humility. And a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash and is machniah himself before Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he does smicha and vidui on the korban. That's what the Boy Mishnah wants. But the Shoim, they bring a korban, but with a gaifa, to show everyone. Look what a beautiful animal I bought. Bina. Gam korbanam to'eva. And the Gaon goes weiter. And he says, nowadays, what we have in Kom Korban, we have the tefillas. Vecheinu betefillah. Shehi b'mkom korban, shetfilat reshaim to'evahi. A rosh of davenes is tefillas to'eva. Ki lo yachniu ucham, because they're not coming with hachna. Because kishebeda shemitpalu choshem achshavot zarot, when he's praying, he's thinking other thoughts. Upniyot la'rim ga'abaton itnase. He's thinking how to make himself greater. He's standing from the emotion and he's thinking by himself how his covet can become greater. Tfilat l'shaim to'eva. Reb Dessler explains, why is it to'eva? As we ask, okay, Hashem doesn't accept it. It's not done with the right kavanah. But why is it to'eva? It's not Reb Dessler. Because he's merame himself. He's fooling himself. He thinks he's done a great zach. He thinks he's brought the korban, he's a great tzaddik. He thinks he davens three times a day, he's a great tzaddik. So what happened? He's a rasha. His whole kavana is to show his, to feel good, to make himself big. So the tefillah and the korban that he brought is making him, he's stopping him from doing the shuvah. Because if he wouldn't have brought the korban, if he wouldn't daven, he knows how low he is. Maybe there's a chance he'll do the shuvah. But this way he thinks, there's a ma'a balabashi. There's a greater mensch. He davens three times a day. He goes to shul. There's a greater mensch. He doesn't need to do the shuvah. What's he have to do the shuvah? Tefillah is showing to Eva. It's a to'eva. Why? Because the tefillah that he's davening is merach came from Hashem, not the caravan. This is a lesson. That is the holy mount. Others came to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The tefillahs are said in a different way. The tefillahs are said Ma'omek halev. The tefillahs are said with teshuva. The tefillahs said with amitius, with an emes. Those tefillahs is what's holding us together. These are the tefillahs that Rebbeinu Shlomo wants. Tefillah leDavid. Hakshiv avinati. Hazina tefilati belo siftei mirma. Which tefillahs does Hashem want? He wants the tefillahs belo siftei mirma. It's not words which is coming to be merame, to fool ourselves. Those tefillahs, Hashem listens, Hakshiva rinati. That's the tefillahs. Rosh Hashanah. That's the chashivas of these tefillahs. The Rambam, the Heiliger Rambam, is the best Musa Sefer to read the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah. See the words of the Holy Rambam, where he writes, when a person, I'm speaking about the Ma'alat HaTshuva. The great importance of doing Teshuva. Emesh, Rambam writes, Perek Zayin Hilchos Teshuva. Yesterday, Hayaze Muvdal Me Hashem Loke Yisrael. He was separated from Hashem. Shenema, Avonotechem Ayim Abdilim Benechem Leven Elohechem. Your sins were separating between you and Hashem. So Ek Ve'enu Ne'ena. He prayed. Nothing answered. Shenema Gam Kitabu Tefila Eneni Shomea. Oseh mitzvah v'tofim ota befanav. He does a mitzvah, Hashem tears up that mitzvah into pieces. Throws it away. Shenema, mi bikesh zot miyedchem remos chatzera. Who asked you to come to my house? I don't need your tefillas. I don't need you to come to shul. It better you don't come. That's a person before he does teshuvah. Vehayom, but today when he does teshuvah, hu mudbak b'shchina, he is cleaved to the Shechina. Shenema v'atem adveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem. Tzoek v'nena miyad, he cries out and he's answered immediately. Shenema v'yatem yikra'u v'anene, odem indabrim v'ani yeshma. עושה מצווה, מקבל אותה בנחת ושמחה, שנאמר כי כבר רצה אלו את מעשך. הילי גורל זו ברפה. The difference between a tefillah where there's no teshuvah, where there's no achno, there's no anova, a tefillah which is בסיפטי מרמה, מן השפה ולחוץ, doesn't go very far. And a tefillah of a person who comes b'shimun leiv, b'nimichut chayil, b'achno, b'tshuva, he comes for the Ribbono Shel Olam. That tefillah, ne'ena miyat. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. The David HaMelech said in the Mizmor of Tshuva, Mizmor Nun Aleph, בבוא אליו נתן הנביא כאשר בא אל בת שבה. דוד המלך says, what תפילה זה הקדוש ברוך הוא? What זה הקדוש ברוך הוא? לב נשבע ונדכה אלוהים לא תבזה. A broken heart, a contrite heart, a broken, contrite, humble. That's how Klal Yisrael will be coming to the holy days. Those tefillahs, that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam says. Even though you don't have the good deeds, but panai tefillat hara velo bazai tefillat hara. Hey, Kavachayim writes, talks about tefillah, Siman Nun Gimel, says, based on the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Harin it marai chashmini kolech, ki kolech arev umarech nave. Pasuk says, Harin it marai, show me your looks, and then umyashmini kolech. Then let me hear your voice. Let me see how you look. Show me who you are. Tell me what sort of person you are. Then I'll just let me hear your voice. Ki kolech arev. When is your voice sweet? Umarech nabe. When you look good. Looking good means when a person comes for Hashem, machmas tshuva. The Pasuk says, Vayisha Hashem el hevel ve'el minchatzo. Ve'el kain ve'el minchatzo lo sha'a. How do you translate this Pasuk? Hashem heard, Vayisha Hashem el hevel ve'el minchatzo. Hashem accepted the korban of heaven. Kain ben chatzor lo sha'a. He didn't accept it. Korban of Kain. Zog the Sforno, let's not touch. The Pasuk says twice, Vayisha Hashem el hevel ve'el min chatzor. It's two separate things. Ve'el Kain ve'el min chatzor lo sha'a. It's two separate things. Vayisha Hashem el hevel. First of all, Kodesh Baruch says, let me see you, hevel. Let me see what type of person you are. im Maasav Retsuyim, Kobenatzor Retsuya. Vayish Hashem El Hever. Then Be'el Menchatzor. Ve'el Kain, when he saw Kain, Lo Aya Ratsui, the person was Ratsui. The Mela. Ve'el Menchatzor Lo Shah. That's what we have to see. That's the mala. That's what we have to try and achieve in Yom Kippur. The truth is, that's something to be thinking about the whole year round. How we approach Tefillah, what the Gemara says, Dvarim ha'omdim berumo shel olam kelum zulut levnei adam. Dvarim ha'omdim berumo shel olam levnei adam mezalzelim ba. We don't give Tefillah the true chashivas. The person finished Shemana Esra before the Shtiach Tzibah, turns around, speaks, talks, walks up and down. What's this? That's a tefillah. Doesn't have the tzura of tefillah. Doesn't even look like a tefillah. Person who talks during Chazos HaShatz. Such a heilig tefillah, Chazos HaShatz. It's a tefillah rabbim. The Rambam says, when you say Chazos HaShatz, Kulam Omdim, everyone should be standing. Bein Eilu Shelo Yitpallu, Bein Eilu Shekva Yitpallu. It's Tefillah Tzibur. The Ramur brings in Shulchan Aruch. Everyone should stand during Chazos HaShatz. Or sitting down, catching up on the Tefillah like a 5-minute break. Without Chazos HaShatz, a 5-minute break. To catch up when you came late for davening. That's a Tefillah Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur is Mali, all the Tzvillas of the whole Tzibur. He's davening on behalf of all of us. Avada Gevada, Tzvillas of the Holy Day. Those Tzvillas, which Klal Yisrael, the davening mitzvah Tshuva, mitzvah Chachno, Emeslika Tshuva, Emeslika Tzvillas, Pnimis Halev, that's what HaKadosh Baruch wants. That's what HaKadosh Baruch accepts. And that's what keeps us going for the whole year, whatever that is. It's not a joke. I said to make sure it's not a joke. I went to a Levi yesterday. There was another Levi last night. It's not a joke, Murad Rabbi Yisrael. Chazal say, Beilanim, Tluim, Ve'oimdim. I have to take it seriously. It's that slocha for the whole year. For us, for our children, for our families, for Klal Yisrael. For Golus HaShechina. There's a Shem. She'll be able to be Zoicha, true davening, true tefillahs. There's a Shem. All of us should be Nechtem, Chaim, Toivim, Shalom, Chayim, Yatzom.
Amen. Very good.